Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You hear so much about peanut allergies in the schools today, and then you hear about some of the things that are going on where kids are actually getting over their various allergies. Well, what are these studies that you keep hearing, and what's the real truth about peanut allergies and possible ways to get rid of them? My guest today is Dr. Jen Kim. She is a pediatric allergist with North Shore University Health System. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kim. So let's talk about peanut allergies, the prevalence, and what's going on in research. What are those studies we've been reading about?
So the prevalence in the United States is between 1 and 2%, and it's really becoming a big public health issue because the prevalence has either tripled or quadrupled, depending on the study, within the last 10 to 20 years. So there's been a lot of attention on how to treat, reduce risk of allergic reactions. Of course, the ultimate goal is a cure, but we're a little bit far from that. More recently, there was a study about how to prevent the development of peanut allergy in high-risk infants.
So tell us about that study, because we've even heard that in places like England, where they give little kids and even babies peanuts and peanut butter and such at a very young age, that they have a lower incidence of peanut allergies. Is that true, and are we taking from that?
Yes. So the initial study was the observation that Jewish children in the UK had a 10 times increase in peanut allergy prevalence compared to the same Jewish children in Israel. And when they looked at what they were doing as far as their diet, the Israeli infants were given something called bamba, which is a peanut puff, like with peanut, like instead of a cheese puff, with peanut instead. So it's not like you're feeding a baby peanuts, which could cause aspiration and some dangerous health issues, but it's rather something that's easily dissolvable and so that infants wouldn't choke on it. So these children got it on average around 7 months, and so the investigators hypothesized, oh, well, maybe the early introduction of peanut is what protected these children. So they created or designed a study that was very well done, and just recently the results were published. They took infants between 4 and 11 months of age who had either eczema and or egg allergy, so high risk for peanut allergy. And they skin tested them all, and though they gave half the instruction to avoid until age 5 and the other half to make sure they ingest peanut at least 3 times a week until age 5. And then they looked at the rate of the incidence of peanut allergy in both these groups, and there was a remarkable reduction of peanut allergy up to 80% in the group that had peanut in their diet from infancy.
Wow. So what does that tell us? Because parents listening might say, okay, well, so if we start introducing peanut products, maybe not peanuts themselves because they are a high choking hazard, or even peanut butter, which might be sticky and hard for a child to, you know, move around in their mouth. What does that say to parents? Should we be doing that ourselves or no, still not?
Well, it's hard to extrapolate this to every child in our, you know, in the U.S. because this was a select population. It was children who were at high risk of developing peanut allergy. So whether someone without any family history, without any history of eczema, whether a child like that would also benefit, we don't know yet. But I also would like to emphasize that all these children were skin tested. And so the children with the larger skin tests were excluded from this study because the risk of them having a reaction to peanut was too great for them to be included in the study. So what we are recommending is that infants you know, after 4 months of age, between 4 and 8 months, for example, who should be skin tested prior to introduction, especially those who are at high risk. So those would be the children with eczema, the children who already have a different food allergy, if they have a first-degree relative with a peanut allergy. Those infants, if the parents are interested in introduction, then should get skin tested before they are given the actual peanut, because most kids with peanut allergy actually react on the first ingestion.
Wow, so skin tested, I mean, that's kind of nerve-wracking for a parent anyway. You know, maybe it gets, what, red around the area. Do you go to a pediatric allergist, such as yourself, to see if your children are going to have a reaction, or does your pediatrician take care of that? Who would you go to?
Well, I would say most skin testing is performed by the allergist. I would think very few, if any, pediatricians do skin testing in their office. So, yes, I would go to an allergist to get the skin testing performed.
And then what? What does this say about the broader picture of peanut allergies in this country? And what do you think? This is just me asking your opinion on the horizon for peanut allergies and preventing them, much less dealing with them if they crop up.
Well, this is very exciting and very promising that we have something to do to try to prevent the development of peanut allergy. We'll have to do other studies to see if indeed introduction in all children will reduce the risk. We can't say that quite yet, but that our feeling is that certainly delaying, like to 1, 2, 3 years of age, is probably not best and not what's going to be helpful in preventing peanut allergy development. So, when is the exact perfect time to introduce infants to peanut? Again, we are not sure, but it seems like earlier, better than later.
And then what about if a child does have peanut allergies? And I know we're going to talk in a future segment about oral immunotherapy and some of the allergies that are out there, but what does it look like for peanut allergies? If a child suffers from a peanut allergy, Dr. Kim, is this something that will follow them through life, or are there studies and clinical trials on the horizon to possibly work on those allergies?
Well, natural tolerance or kids outgrowing their peanut allergy occurs in less than 20% of children. So, yes, most of these children will have it for the rest of their life if we don't find a therapeutic option, which many of which are in experimental trials and research. Certainly nothing that is being a standard treatment, so to speak, where, you know, we say, okay, this is what you do when you have a peanut allergy. At this point, standard treatment is avoidance and then be prepared for accidental ingestions or reactions with epinephrine.
So we only have about a minute and a half left here. Speak about the schools and accidental ingestion and the parents that kind of are naysayers. Oh, I don't like that my daughter can't bring peanut butter sandwiches to school anymore. Just give a little bit of your best advice to the parents out there, maybe whose children do not have peanut allergies. Let them know what you want them to know.
Well, I think the peanut-free kind of thing, you know, there are other allergies, first of all, so I'm not sure that that's the best way to deal with things. That being said, I think it's more important to take to put those kinds of things in place when we're dealing with toddlers and young children who don't have good impulse control, who may be grabbing things from other children's hands, and you know, where there are fewer adults to actually monitor them. Once they're older, school age, you know, they are smart enough and have the wherewithal to know that they shouldn't share food, that they need to just eat what they were given, that they wash their hands, things like that. So I think the blanket statements, you know, may or may not be the best way of going about things, but I would emphasize when they're really young and when, you know, they don't necessarily do what they're told, it's more important to have those kinds of rules in place. At that age.
Well, it certainly is. And it's an exciting study. So parents, keep your eye out for the Preventing Peanut Allergies study. More info to come. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.